Hundreds of people gathered at the Flint Institute of Arts last night to see a film about Clarissa Shields. She's the gold medal boxer from Flint, and WKAR's Melissa Benmark has more. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Mark. Earlier this week, we heard from Sue J. Johnson, who's the producer of T-Rex, which is the documentary about Clarissa Shields' journey to the 2012 Olympics and back. The movie is making the rounds of various film festivals, including Traverse City last weekend, but Shields really, really wanted to be sure it was shown in her hometown. Last night it was. And earlier this week, I got to speak to her about the film, the Flint screening, and what's next for her. And I started by asking her where the nickname T-Rex came from.
T-Rex came from one of my sparring partners when I was younger. And I didn't have a boxing nickname, you know, but I was the best in the gym. And he asked me, and I said, I don't know. And he came up with a few different names. He used Reese Cup as one. I told him, no, that's a stripper's name. And then he used Chakra Thunder. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you? No, it's not a name. And then he said T-Rex. And I said, why T-Rex? He said, because you're mad aggressive and your arms are short.
No kidding. That's, do people, you know, when you go to these films and these screenings, do people call you that when they see you?
T-Rex, yeah. A lot of people call me T-Rex, and because they don't know, you know, that's the name of the documentary. But it's fine. I know who they're talking to and what they're talking about, so it's fine. I like the name T-Rex. It's cool.
Are you touring with the film right now?
I don't go to all the film screenings, but I do come to the ones that's like really important. They like work around my boxing schedule, and we come to the ones that I can come to. And I do a questionnaire after the documentary is over.
How does it feel to see it and to see people reacting to it?
Well, the first time I seen it, I was very pleased, and I was excited for my family and friends to see it. And I really want everybody to see it. I mean, I would love to get Whoopi Goldberg to see it, and you know, Oprah, because it's a great story, and they put it together very well. And that was the best that I've ever seen. You know, my story told. I've done over 1,000 interviews and spoke to over 1,000 journalists, and they always, you know, mix my words up and stuff like that. But the documentary is me in the documentary, and it's saying exactly what I said, and I show how I felt, and they piece it together so well that is my story. You know, and it wasn't any confusion. It's far, far, far from. I was really expecting it. I mean, let's say I expected less, because I was like, people have told me about my story so many times. I'm like, they just don't get it right. But after talking to Sue and Zach and, you know, and everything, and Dre, it came out, and it was great. I loved every minute of it. I could watch it over and over again, really.
That's really unusual, because so many people say when they see something made out of their life story, well, you know, didn't quite get it right.
No, they got it right. The only thing I wish is that I wish I would have talked a lot slower. I talk so fast. I was like, speak slower. But I used to be so amped up all the time. And speaking about how I feel is like, I just blah, 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 blah.
So I understand you were just in the Pan Am Games in Toronto. And how was that?
Oh, Toronto turned out great. I love the Pan Am. It was like a mini Olympics. Of course, I won there. I boxed 3 times. It was fun. It was fun. We had a great team. We had a great training camp. And a lot of us medaled, so it was great. I got a gold medal, of course, but other people medaled too.
How do you feel like you've matured in the ring since the 2012 Olympics?
Oh, 2012 Olympics? I think about now, if I was to go against the old Clarissa Shields, like 17, I would definitely beat her. And I'm actually proud to say that, because I was so good back then. Now, I feel like I'm unbeatable. I'm a little taller now. I'm definitely a lot stronger than what I was. And I'm just smarter now. I used to have a problem with fighting taller opponents. Now it's simple. I can beat anybody. I don't have any problems with no kind of fighter. I won the world championship, just won the Pan Ams and everything. I'm just a lot more mature. And I know how to train harder and train past my limits. And I think when I was 17, I was being led to do that. Now I'm leading myself. And I've definitely changed. I mean, I think I'm a lot smarter. And like I said, I'm faster and stronger and stuff like that. So,
We're talking with boxer Clarissa Childs from Flint, the first woman ever to win a gold medal for middleweight boxing, or I believe for that matter, any kind of boxing. What was it like after being at that height with the Olympics to come back to Michigan? How would you describe that period after you came back?
After I came back from the Olympics, I think I was actually a little scared. Actually, I'm not scared to meet new people, but I know that some people come into your life and they don't have your best interest. I was just like, you know, I don't want to have those people in my life. I just want to deal with the same people I've been dealing with, continue to box, continue to win, and make some money. That was it, you know. Didn't be able to take care of my family. But after I got back, I was getting over 40 phone calls a day, over 100 text messages, people I did know, people I didn't know. And it was scary because I really didn't know where my life was supposed to go after that. I spent my whole life, since I was 13, dreaming of going to the Olympics, being the first woman to win the Olympics up at 17. And then I accomplished it. And I'm like, what do I do now? And it was hard for me to go to sleep because I'm like, I feel like my life stops here. Like, what do I do now? Do I continue to box, or do I get pregnant and have kids? Do I go and get married? I'm like, what do I do? And I really had no idea. I graduated high school, and then I was like, well, let's go to college. That's what everybody does anyway, or everybody wanted me to do. So I went to college, and, you know, it was being back at home. I don't think I slept after the Olympics for at least 3 months. I was being pulled and pushed everywhere. You know, I had went to the state house in Lansing. I had got the key to the city. I was doing everything, and people were using my name who I didn't know and setting up events that I was supposed to be there, but I wasn't there. And it was happening so often, I'm like, my life is going way too fast. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. It seemed like the people around me didn't know what to do either. So that's what made it a little bit, you know, harder. But, you know, I still have my family, my friends, and my mama and my stepmom, Mickey, was, oh, my God. Me and her talked about everything. And sometimes when I was thinking about too much, she'd be like, just stay in the house today. Don't go nowhere. Lay down and go to sleep, and you'll start off fresh tomorrow. She's like, don't stress yourself out. Never put more on yourself than you can handle.
How would you like to see your career evolve from here? What do you have on the rest of your life list? What are you, 18 now?
19? I'm 20.
20, okay. So there's some more to go, you know.
You said 18. I wish. But right now, on the agenda is going to 2016 Olympics again. We have the Olympic trials in about 2 months, so I want to conquer that to win the 2016 Olympics, and after that, I want to go professional. And when I go professional, my only goal is to fight on TV. Fight on TV and of course, make some money, but also bring more attention and more respect to women's boxing. I want to go down in history as the best female fighter alive, yes, and whoever lives, you know, but I also want it to be easier for the women coming up behind me, so it won't be so hard. Like, right now, I don't have any endorsements. I have a sponsorship, and it's a great sponsorship. It's the Universal CUNY Foundation. But still with that, I want it to where women who are coming up, that the best athletes, the best women athletes are the ones that get the endorsements and get the sponsorships, because people have to realize that we train our whole life just like a man does. And we don't get to have a childhood. We have to lose weight and starve sometimes. And no other sport has to do that. No other sport has to watch their weight except for maybe wrestling. And I think wrestling and judo, I think it's more of combat sports, but no other sport like football, basketball, they can weigh whatever they want to weigh. When you can do a sport and you have to starve to do it, then you know you're really doing something.
Wow.
So those are my goals for when I, you know, after the 2016 Olympics, is bring more attention to women's boxing, bring more respect, and just to show them that I feel like I'm better than the men boxing, the men who are boxing on, you know, TV right now. So once I go pro, I want to showcase my skills and, you know, hopefully America and all these other countries, you know, click on to that. Women's boxing is here. Women's boxing is here to stay. And we're more entertaining than the men.
Well, Clarissa Childs, it is a huge honor to talk to you. I'm just so thrilled that you took the time to be on with us today. Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.
And T-Rex will air next spring on the PBS program Independent Lens, which is seen weekly on WKAR-TV.